The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 9. How Dr. Faustus would have married, and how the devil had almost killed him for it. Dr. Faustus continued thus in his epicurish life day and night, and believed not that there was a god, hell, or devil. He thought that body and soul died together, and had quite forgot divinity, or the immortality of his soul, but stood in his damnable heresy day and night. And, bethinking himself of a wife, called Mephistopheles to counsel, which would in no case agree, demanding of him if he would break the covenant made with him, or if he had forgot it. "Hast not thou," quoth Mephistopheles, "sworn thyself an enemy to God and to all creatures? To this I answer thee, thou canst not marry. Thou canst not serve two masters, God and my prince. For wedlock is a chief institution ordained of God, and that thou hast promised to defy, as do we all, and that hast thou only done, and moreover thou hast confirmed it with thy blood. Persuade thyself that what thou dost in contempt of wedlock, it is all to thine own delight. Therefore, Faustus, look well about thee, and bethink thyself better, and with thee to change thy mind, for if thou keep not what thou hast promised in thy writing, we will tear thee in pieces, like the dust under thy feet. Therefore, sweet Faustus, think with what unquiet life, anger, strife, and debate thou shalt live in when thou takest a wife. Therefore, change thy mind." Dr. Faustus was with these speeches in despair, and as all that have forsaken the Lord can build upon no good foundation, so this wretched doctor, having forsook the rock, fell into despair with himself, fearing, if he should motion matrimony any more, that the devil would tear him in pieces. "For this time," quoth he to Mephistopheles, "I am not minded to marry." "Then dost thou well," answered his spirit. But within 2 hours after, Faustus called again his spirit, which came in his old manner like a friar. Then Faustus said unto him, "I am not able to resist or bridle my fancy. I must and will have a wife. I pray thee, give thy consent to it." Suddenly upon these words came such a whirlwind about the place that Faustus thought the whole house would have come down. All the doors in the house flew off the hooks. After all this, his house was full of smoke, and the floor covered over with ashes, which when Dr. Faustus perceived, he would have gone upstairs, and flying up, he was taken and thrown down into the hall, that he was not able to stir hand nor foot. Then round about him ran a monstrous circle of fire, never standing still, that Faustus fried as he lay, and thought there to have been burned. Then cried he out to his spirit Mephistopheles for help, promising he would live in all things as he had vowed by his handwriting. Hereupon appeared unto him an ugly devil, so fearful and monstrous to behold, that Faustus durst not look on him. The devil said,
"What wouldst thou have, Faustus? How likest thou thy wedding? What mind art thou in now?"
Faustus answered, he had forgot his promise, desiring him of pardon, and he would talk no more of such things.
"Thou wert best so to do."
And so vanished from him. After appeared unto him his friar Mephistopheles, with a bell in his hand, and spake to Faustus, "It is no jesting with us. Hold thou that which thou hast vowed, and we will perform as we have promised, and more than that, thou shalt have thy heart's desire, of what woman soever thou wilt, be she alive or dead, and so long as thou wilt, thou shalt keep her by thee." These words pleased Faustus wonderful well, and repented himself that he was so foolish to wish himself married, that he might have any woman in the whole city brought to him at his command, the which he practised, and persevered in a long time. You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.